Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A United States senator was in Knoxville this week. Let's go in-depth with Senator Joni Ernst from Red Oak. Senator, how was your visit to Knoxville?
The visit today was fantastic. I started the afternoon off with a visit at 3M, was able to visit with employees of 3M, see what they actually do at the facility, the opportunities they have there with their expansion, and also talked about some of the challenges that they have as far as a business and what we could do to make their business climate better.
Did they have any suggestions for you to take back to Washington?
Of course they did. And looking at tax reform will be very important for companies like 3M. Also looking at healthcare and making sure that employers are able to offer their employees good healthcare without a lot of penalties. So that's important. Trade is a big deal for companies like 3M because they do export a lot of their product overseas. So making sure that we have fair and free trade is really important. A lot of other issues that they were able to highlight during the trip there. And fortunately, those are all things that we have on target to work through in this year.
Anything you didn't know that they taught you that you might make a priority?
Well, of course, tax reform, we're already really on a pretty similar glide path there. So hopefully we can work through that bill. Just the trade aspect of it, because I did not realize so many of their products did go overseas. So in relation to trade, they talked about patent reform. And that's not a typical issue that we talk about a lot in Iowa as far as protecting the products that are developed by these companies. And they said one of the greatest threats, of course, to a number of their products would be China. They try and take a lot of those products and you know, manufacture those own products utilizing maybe the formulas or the technology that they have at 3M. So that was one area that is a little bit newer, one that we don't talk about every day, but one that I'm very glad that they brought up because now I know it ties directly to an Iowa company.
I've spoken with some of the big manufacturers and they don't want to get political about this, but there was a lot of disappointment when TPP failed.
Yep.
There are business leaders, mm-hmm. I'm not speaking for mm-hmm. all of them, but some of them spoke with me and said, we needed that, mm-hmm. and that was a good deal. And if we don't take an active role and we don't take the lead role, China is going to. Mm-hmm. So how do we get back on that? It seems like we pulled from that stage.
I think you just gave my speech. But yes, absolutely. And disappointed and going back, understanding that the American people, both candidates disagreed with TPP. Both had stated they would pull out of TPP. So it wasn't a surprise that President Trump did that. It was a disappointment, though. And I wish that we had had candidates that had a broader perspective and understanding that TPP is not just about trade. It is a very important part of trade. That's what TPP was supposed to be. But beyond the trade aspects, which is really important to Iowa because we are a net export state, both with our manufactured goods as well as our agricultural commodities. But beyond trade with TPP, I see this, and many others see this, as a national security issue. Because as you brought up, China, if we are not willing to engage in trade with these other countries, there is one major country that will, and that's China. And many of the countries that were involved with TPP and that agreement do not want to see China as their primary trade partner. They want to see the United States in that role. And the reason we see this as a national security issue is because China will have greater influence over them as their primary trade partner. And that is a no-win situation for those countries. And it's not a win situation for the United States.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Senator Joni Ernst. Well, let's move to the second stop on your trip, the new community-based outpatient clinic.
Yes.
How was that?
It was phenomenal. I enjoy working in the veteran space, obviously. The veterans community means a lot to me as a veteran. But to see the level of care that they're able to receive in this outpatient clinic is extraordinary. I am thrilled that Knoxville has been able to retain a CBOC. While it may not be on the original campus where many veterans had received care in the past, we do have a modernized facility that will meet the needs of the veterans in the community. We were able to see a demonstration of telehealth. I am a huge telehealth supporter, so to actually see what we're able to do with technology was very impressive, and I'm glad those nurses were available to give me that demonstration. We talked through some mental health issues as well while we are at the CBOC, and I'm glad that they are there and providing those services for the community. There is so much more that we should be doing at a national level.
Yeah, the telehealth thing is pretty cool. You saw a demonstration,
yes.
Nurses in Mason City.
Yes.
We looked in somebody's ear. It was, I mean, it's amazing what they can do.
Yes, it is amazing. Just by using technology, whether it's over the phone, whether it is over a camera mounted on a computer, our physicians and nurses are able to provide services to veterans either in their home, at a remote facility. They can get diagnoses. Mental health is one where I get mixed reactions. Some veterans would rather see somebody face-to-face, and I completely understand that. There are other veterans that are glad that they have that opportunity to access mental health treatment from their homes. If they can call in and talk to a provider or get a provider on the internet over a screen through a secure line, then so much the better. There are a lot of ways we should be using technology, and I'm glad to see that the CBOC can do that.
Well, did I remember this right, that there are 50-some people in the Marion County area that are regular consumers of mental health, I mean, weekly, some daily, getting consultations?
Yes, and that was an approximate number that was given by one of the staff members. And one of the statements was striking, one that there possibly could be a lot more folks in the area receiving those types of support services. And it is important that we address the mental health needs of our veterans. We lose far too many veterans to suicide every day. We understand that. We shouldn't lose a single one. So there's a lot of really caring folks here at the CBOC that want to lend that support. And it's good for veterans to come together as well, and whether it's a group sit down visit, whether it's one-on-one, ways for them to come together and support each other. So we're glad they have that opportunity here, and I would love to see that in more of our communities.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Senator Joni Ernst. Well, let's turn to the national stage now. And I've been reading about the Republican healthcare proposal. Mm-hmm. And not a lot of what I'm reading is good, in the sense of 23 million people possibly losing insurance over the next 10 years, higher premiums for our seniors, lower premiums for our young people, driving people out of the health insurance market, essentially, mm-hmm. in those older age brackets. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, and I would disagree a little bit with what some of the CBO has stated. I won't go through and try and justify everything. What I can state is that we are working on our own bill in the Senate as well. So what the House sent to the Senate and passed through the House is a starting point. And we have had many work group sessions. All Republican senators have been invited to attend. Again, I think the Democrats may have their own ideas on what should be done or shouldn't be done. However, we know that Obamacare is failing. point blank. And Iowa is at the pinnacle of that failure, as we see our providers pulling out not only of the state exchanges, but they're pulling out of the individual market. So even those that aren't involved with the exchanges, families out there in rural Iowa, families in the metro area that have bought their individual policies from Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield or from Aetna, they will not be able to purchase those come January of 2018 because of the failures within Obamacare. These companies are not able to sustain the model that was mandated to them from the federal government. So they have simply decided we can't survive by doing this. We're only going to offer to groups now and not provide insurance to individuals. Medica is the only provider that we have left on the state exchange. And if they decide to pull out of the exchange, we will be in a world of hurt in Iowa with many families that won't be able to purchase individual policies, period. I mean, they won't have a choice because there won't be a provider out there to provide that health insurance. So we are trying to be very thoughtful about what we're doing in the Senate and make sure we are covering as many people as possible, but trying to find a way that we can have reasonable premiums as well. Obamacare has placed many people out of insurance. I've had a lot of families say that, you know, we'll simply pay the penalty because it's much cheaper than paying for insurance where we're going to pay out-of-pocket costs to the tune of $10,000 or so.
Why didn't Republicans work to make it better? Why not work with it if nothing's perfect?
I would say that's what we're doing right now. We can't repeal all the pieces of Obamacare. We don't have enough votes to do that in the Senate. But we certainly can find ways of providing health insurance to Americans at an affordable rate. And that's what we're striving for right now. That's what we're striving for.
The head of Blue Cross in North Carolina said that they're pulling out of the market there because of the uncertainty in the Trump administration. Yeah. Why can't you all get together and solve this problem? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
Well, and I wouldn't blame it on this administration. I would say Obamacare was failing before the administration came into play. We saw this in just from what we've heard from Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield here in Iowa. The fact that they have been mandated, it's not flexible. It's not flexible. They've been mandated, you will do XYZ. If you don't do XYZ, then you can't participate. So that's what Wellmark has said. Well, we can't make a go out of it doing XYZ, so we're not going to participate. That's really unfortunate. So if we can go back in and provide greater flexibility, allow for risk pools, allow for reinsurance opportunities for companies like Wellmark, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, we should be able to entice them back into the individual market. But what I want to emphasize as well is the fact that what we're talking about is health insurance. That's what the ACA did, was actually just mandate health insurance. But what we haven't done is go in and actually address the root problems with the cost of health care. We haven't done anything to address the cost of health care. You know, whether it's exorbitant costs in pharmaceuticals, whether it is overregulation that forces hospitals to charge more for their services, those are things that we need to take a hard look at. The care is getting unaffordable, but the health insurance did not make it any more affordable for our American families.
A lot of what you say certainly needs to be done, but I have to go back for a second. Some of that XYZ was that you're mandated, even if you're a man, to pay for the insurance of a woman that's pregnant. I mean, that's pregnant. And what's wrong with that? I mean, we all pool things together. Why shouldn't we do that?
Well, and we can offer greater flexibility, but I think you would hear pushback from a lot of young single men that they shouldn't be paying for somebody else's health care. But, you know, neither here nor there, what we need to do is work together to find a way to make those premiums reasonable. So I don't see any changes necessarily in that. I think that you will see, you know, health health insurance provided based on people's age, not based on their gender. I think that that's probably something important that, that we need to look at. Making sure that we're covering pre-existing conditions is also very important. So those are things that we agree on. How do we do that? Well, it is by providing those reinsurance opportunities for insurers, making sure that there are risk pools available for those that have pre-existing conditions.
Just real briefly, tell us about something that you're working on right now that we might not know about that you're really proud of.
Oh gosh, I just introduced another bill. It's veterans related, but it does deal with sexual assault in the military. And so one of my proposals now is that we provide that training on prevention of sexual assault for delayed entry trainees. So before they ever go into the service, they will receive training on sexual assault prevention. We do see a lot of repercussions with men and women that have been sexually assaulted in the military. So that military sexual trauma, the post-traumatic stress, all of the symptoms that you might see in our veterans once they've gone through something traumatic, we want to prevent that in the first place. We don't ever want to see a sexual assault, whether it's on a campus, whether it is in society at large, but especially in our military, when we're relying on our brothers and sisters to the left and right of us for protection. We don't want to see that amongst our members. So that's one thing we're working on. A lot of other veterans issues, just because we did the CBOC visit today. But we'll be looking at infrastructure. You hear a lot of talk about healthcare and tax reform, but one thing that I'm also involved in is infrastructure and working on that package going forward. I have a seat at the table in Environment and Public Works. I'm really excited to get involved in that discussion and making sure that we are providing infrastructure opportunities here in Iowa as well as nationwide.
Thanks to Senator Joni Ernst for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.